The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn.
Hey, this is Michelle with the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. And this is a quick focus episode. This episode is about beverage service or bars. I am assuming because you're listening to this episode that you're not having a dry wedding. You are planning on having alcohol. And so let's talk about that. When will you need a bar or beverage service at your wedding? There's always typically a cocktail reception. Most weddings will have one directly after the ceremony, and that typically lasts about an hour. There is dinner, right? There's champagne, there's wine service. Some couples choose to keep their bar open during dinner service to allow guests to just kind of get up and grab a drink at their leisure, or servers can bring drinks from the bar as well. Dinner service typically lasts around 90 minutes. And then there's after dinner, there's dancing, there's celebrating, there's cake cutting, right? That time may last about 3 hours. So 3 hours plus 90 minutes plus another hour, you're talking about 5.5 or more hours of alcohol. There are two types of bar service, okay? There's two options where I'm concerned. One is a cash bar. You might also know this as a no-host bar. The other is an open bar, also known as hosted bar. So what is a cash bar? A cash bar is your guest will go to the bar, order a drink, and they will pay for their own drink. Okay, it's just like you going to a bar or a club or a restaurant, walking up, ordering a drink, and paying for it. Very simple. I don't recommend having a cash bar for weddings just because, you know, you typically want to provide that for your guests. However, it's been done. If you are on a very tight budget, you're not a big drinker, but you want to allow your guests to drink if they want to, go for it. Have a cash bar. Side note, if you're having your wedding at a hotel and you decide to have a cash bar, you may be charged a, let's say, cashier fee. Some hotels do not allow bartenders to handle cash. And so that might be because they're union, that might be the local or state law, but that might happen. So just count on that if you're having your wedding at a hotel as a possible additional cost. Okay, now let's talk about an open bar. Open bar is probably 90-95% of the time there is going to be an open bar, a hosted bar at a wedding. That is where all of the drinks are paid for by the couple or whomever is paying for the wedding. There are two pricing methods, I think, the most common pricing methods for this service, and that is either by consumption or per person. What is by consumption? By consumption means that the host is paying for each drink served or each bottle opened plus tax plus gratuity. The bartender keeps a running tally of the number of drinks that are served, number of bottles that are opened, and at the end of the event, you are presented with a bill. Per person. That means that the host is going to be paying a flat fee for the duration of the event or per person per hour, right? Per guest per hour, whether or not every guest chooses an alcoholic or non-alcoholic beverage. Okay, you're going to give your caterer a guest count and they are going to charge you per person per hour. Flat charge. This pricing option, the per person charge, is typically more expensive. Why? Because with an open bar, the caterer does not have as much control over consumption, and therefore the caterer wants to make sure they are profitable. Now, whether or not you choose a by consumption price or per person price, it's kind of up in the air. It depends on your guests. You know your guests. If 75-85% of your guests are going to drink alcohol, and you know they will, I would probably pay the per person fee. If A lot of your guests, let's say 50% or less, you know that less than that amount is going to drink alcohol, I'd go by consumption. And then that way you're not paying inflated prices and you're not just paying a per person price when you know that half of your guests are not going to drink alcohol. The most economical bar beverage service option, I would say, for weddings, if you want to give alcohol, but you don't want to spend a ton of money on this, the most economical service would be to offer beer, wine, and champagne for toast. So there's no hard alcohol here. There are no mixed drinks. Champagne is only offered at dinner time for toasts. The bar has all the non-alcoholic options, of course, and beer and wine throughout the night. Also, closing the bar during your dinner service is another way to save some money. So if you do close your bar during dinner, again, I would recommend champagne as an option for a toast only. And then I would also recommend wine service at the tables during dinner. So at the start of dinner, servers should walk around and ask each guest, would you like champagne for the toast? And then again, you have control over the consumption of the champagne as opposed to just having all the champagne flutes filled at each table automatically, because again, not everyone will drink champagne. And then wine. So let's say you have tables of 10 guests each. I would recommend you offer 5 bottles of wine, 3 bottles of white, and 2 bottles of red, because most people drink white wine. Personally, I'm a red wine drinker, but most people drink a white wine. And then the bar will reopen after dinner for more fun. And then typically the bar will close. You do last call about 30 minutes to an hour prior to the end time of the wedding. And that is, again, dependent on your caterer, the hotel, the restaurant, local and state laws. One thing you can do to jazz it up a little bit, right? Let's say you go for the beer, wine, and champagne option, and you want to add a little something more, come up with a signature drink. Okay, let's say it's a mojito. So you offer beer, wine at the bar, and mojitos. And that's something that can be pre-mixed beforehand by the bartenders. And so they have a tray of those, or they offer that on the menu. A few rule of thumbs. Average consumption at a wedding for an open bar. Your guests will drink 2 to 2.5 drinks per hour, per person. A bottle of wine is typically 3, maybe 4 glasses per bottle. Or you could think about it as 2 to 3 guests per bottle. And that depends on who's pouring. So if you're planning on throwing down a few bottles of wine on each guest table and allowing them to pour their own wine, they're going to pour heavily, and you're probably going to go through more wine that way, as opposed to having a server go around, offer wine, and pour, you know, an industry-sized pour, therefore allowing that bottle of wine to last a little longer. A bottle of champagne, about 6 glasses worth. A keg of beer, a 15.5-gallon keg of beer, will serve about 180 10-ounce glasses. Now, the reason I've been mentioning this, the bottles of wine, the bottles of champagne, and having servers pour as opposed to guests, is most places, if you are buying the alcohol yourself and supplying that to your caterer or bartending service, they will only usually open as much as they need or open it as needed. And so if there are any unopened bottles, again, depending on your state law, they'll return those bottles to you at the end of the night. And depending on where you purchase those bottles, you may be able to return them after the wedding is over. So that's it. Please let us know if you have any other questions. You can tweet us at TBWP Podcast. Our email is thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com. Our website is thebigweddingplanningpodcast.com. Hope you enjoyed this quick focus. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.